It's time to put down your guns because, well, because of the coronavirus. That's the appeal coming from world leaders over the past few days. They're pleading with warring sides in several major conflicts across the world, asking them to stop the fighting so healthcare professionals and aid groups can deal with this deadly pandemic. But are those calls being heard? The world's Shirin Jafari reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres made this plea last week. The coronavirus, he said, illustrates the folly of war.
I am calling for an immediate global ceasefire in all corners of the world.
The Arab League is also calling for an immediate ceasefire. It's an organization made up of 22 Arab nations across the Middle East and North Africa. Hossein Zaki is its assistant secretary general.
Give peace a chance. Halt all military activities, hostile activities, and start giving people a break.
Zaki is calling upon armed groups around the world to do what most of us are doing, hunker down, wash their hands, and cover their mouths when they cough. The coronavirus has now reached most major conflict areas in the world. Syria has reported cases, so has Afghanistan and Libya. Yemen has yet to report any infections, but it's likely just a matter of time. Zaki says years of fighting has decimated the healthcare systems in these countries.
The suffering of the peoples in those countries is already so immense because of the ongoing wars. And then the pandemic comes, and then the suffering becomes just unimaginable.
In Syria, a humanitarian group called the White Helmets has dispatched teams to disinfect schools, mosques, and other public facilities. They also hand out leaflets that teach Syrians in displacement camps how to properly wash their hands. So far, a ceasefire in northern Syria is holding, but that's only part of the story. Ayman Al-Tamimi researches jihadi groups. He says the idea that the Islamic State and others in Syria are dead is simply not true. Tamimi says the Islamic State sees a few opportunities in this pandemic.
One of the things IS has called for, actually, in this context is renewed efforts to try to break free prisoners held, say, in camps in eastern Syria and elsewhere.
On Sunday, a group of ISIS prisoners managed to escape from a prison in northern Syria. Some of them were recaptured, but others are still on the loose. Vera Miranova, a researcher at Harvard University, connected me with one of the fighters in Idlib province. He's originally from Uzbekistan and calls himself Abu Shuaib. He's with a jihadist group called Liwa Muhajirin Ansar. In an audio message, Abu Shuaib tells me he's not worried about the coronavirus pandemic. People here are wearing masks and gloves to protect themselves, he says. So I ask him about the calls for a ceasefire. Will he and his fellow fighters stop their attacks so that locals can deal with the coronavirus outbreak? It's the Russian and Syrian forces that are attacking civilians. They're the ones who don't care about human lives, he says. The Islamic State is active in Afghanistan as well. Last week, it carried out an attack on a Sikh temple in Kabul, killing 25 people. In the aftermath, families gathered to mourn their loved ones. Then there's the Taliban. The group recently signed an agreement with the U.S. that raised hopes for a final peace deal with the Afghan government. But just over the weekend, the Taliban fighters carried out a series of attacks in Afghanistan. The group begins its annual spring offensive this week. In a text message exchanged with Sohail Shaheen, a Taliban spokesman, I ask about the new calls for a ceasefire. He never responds. So far, it seems the pleas from the United Nations and others are not being heard. In Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and elsewhere, fighters don't see a bigger common threat in the coronavirus. And they're not ready to swap their guns for hand sanitizers and surgical masks. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.